Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org for Tuesday, March 13, 2012. Israeli troops fire injures 3 men in Gaza while military invasions targeting West Bank communities end with 1 civilian arrested. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Three Palestinian civilians were injured on Tuesday midday by Israeli gunfire in northern Gaza Strip. Witnesses told local news agencies that the 3 men were going back home after participating in the funeral of 2 men that were killed last night by Israeli shelling. Israeli forces opened fire at them, injuring all 3, witnesses added. Medical sources said that the 3 men were moved to a local hospital after sustaining moderate wounds. This attack on Tuesday midday comes shortly after Egypt-mediated truce took effect between Gaza-based Palestinian groups and Israel, ending the recent wave of Israeli escalations, which claimed the lives of 25 Palestinians since Friday. 45 Palestinians were injured in the recent Israeli escalations, mostly women and children. Meanwhile, Cairo announced on Tuesday that the ceasefire deal was reached between Israel and Palestinian groups in Gaza, ending 5 days of escalation in the coastal enclave. Egyptian officials announced that the deal took effect on Tuesday morning. According to Cairo, Israel will stop attacks and extrajudicial assassinations, while Palestinian resistance will halt homemade shells fired from Gaza. The latest round of escalation started after the Israeli army assassinated on Friday leader of the Armed Popular Resistance Committees in Gaza and his assistants. While Israeli war jets bounded the Gaza Strip since Friday afternoon, Palestinian resistance fired 154 homemade shells into Israeli towns near the Gaza-Israeli borders. In the West Bank on Tuesday, Israeli troops invaded a number of Palestinian communities and searched homes before arresting 1 civilian. Local sources reported invasions and home searches in the cities of Jenin and Nablus, northern West Bank, in the central West Bank city of Ramallah, and Hebron city, southern West Bank. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, March 13th, daily news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. Join us again tomorrow for more news and updates. Visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassam Kassis and me, Ghassan Barnoura.